Welcome to a special segment of Listler's Love Lockdown, where we answer your calls
live
via the waves. We're taking special call-ins, live callers.
This is the first time we have ever done this. This is going to be revolutionary. This is us taking our brand to the next level.
To the next level.
We're here to help, guys. We're here to help. So people are calling in. They're going to have their love questions, and we're going to do our best to answer them. And we would be remiss if we did not introduce our temporary co-host.
Yes.
Eric Gutterballs Gutterman. He's here. He's queer. Get used to it. And he's ready to answer your questions.
Great. Other than the queer part, all of that is true. And I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem.
All right, callers. Let us know what your questions are. You're on Listler's Love Lockdown. Introduce yourself and tell us your question. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi. Oh, my God. Womp and Liz, how are you?
We're great. Womp it up, buddy.
We're doing great. Turn around.
Who are we talking to? Who are we squawking at?
You can give
my
us
name's
a...
Jeff?
My name
is Jeff.
Jeff.
I was just curious if you were going to get back with Matt Yanni.
Oh, wow.
That's
wow,
a throwback.
That's a deep cut.
I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
All right. Oh, thank you, Jeff. What a polite group of listeners.
Was that guy from Pittsburgh?
It felt like it, right?
Was that caller from... I think that caller was from Pittsburgh.
Did he call us Yunzes?
Or you're not going to get back with Yanni?
Absolutely not. Once I found out that Matt Yanni was responsible for the death of his brother, I knew we had to get him out of our lives.
Yeah.
He actually... His parents' Silicon Valley... a company startup collapsed.
Yeah.
That's what it was called? Collapsed?
Yeah, collapsed.
He worked for Google first, and then he worked for collapsed.
And it actually collapsed.
Yeah.
He moved out in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow.
He actually sent me, true story, a Victoria's Secret crotchless teddy for my birthday this year with no note attached.
But you knew it was from him.
But I knew it was from him.
Yeah.
I just, because I called up Victoria's Secret, I said, who is this? Oh. He said it was a Pittsburgh... That's all they could give me.
Got it.
And so at that
point... Have you worn
it? You know what? I know you'd love to know that.
I asked you.
Why don't you work for it? And maybe you could see it on
I
me.
Don't want to see it.
Also, it was an extra small.
Oh,
so I could
no. so
only
could
get it around my calf.
It. Yeah.
All could. Right. Thank you, Jeff, for your question. We should go to our next caller. What do you have? You're hot and fresh here with DiGiorno sponsored.
Unofficially sponsored. Call-in segment. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Oh, you're on the air, all right. Who is this?
Straight
Who's
up
talking
on the air.
To us?
Oh, God. Hi. My name's Nancy. I love you guys. You guys are so great. I mean, Womp and Liz and
Gutterball. Nance, we love you. We love you, Nance.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question?
Are you guys doing love advice or questions about yourself?
Love
whatever,
advice or whatever is coming.
You want to ask.
Yeah, we're up for it.
Okay, well, I'm a college student currently, and I feel like I'm really not into like the whole like hookup culture and stuff, and I was just wondering what you guys would advise for
Do you want
to
be?
You know. I mean, I just feel like that's the only way you can really get into a relationship now is, like, get on Tinder and, like, I don't know.
But you're looking for something. You're looking for something like the olden days where someone would fill out a dance card kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe.
Romance?
Or just, like, you know, old-fashioned courting. Yeah.
A meet cute? You're looking for You've Got Mail.
Listen, if there's you, then there's someone else like you out there.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to succumb to a sweaty couch unless you feel like you're up for that tonight. And hey, that's your prerogative.
Nancy,
yeah, Gutterballs.
Nancy, this is Eric Gutterman talking, a.k.a. Gutterballs.
Hi.
Keep in mind that, you know.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God. Hey, Nancy. Hey, Nance.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Nance.
I'm so sorry.
She's of age.
Hey, Nance.
She's,
hey. Don't come on my podcast
Marissa,
and try to take the man of my dreams away from me, okay?
Keep it in your hands.
I will fight for you.
I'm going to turn your mic off.
I will fight for you, Gutters. Don't
I'm going to turn your mic off.
All right, Nancy, you're safe.
Okay, so
you're safe.
Anyway.
You're safe.
I'm so sorry.
Nancy,
you know, it's Marissa's show.
I will rip your face off and wear it as my own.
We're going to hold her. I'm going to hold her in some cocoon therapy for a moment. Calm her down.
I was just going to say that, you know, like, even though the Tinders and the apps and so forth are you know, predominantly, you know, a part of hookup culture, they are still like ways that you can meet people, maybe even people like yourself. Just because you meet someone on an app doesn't mean you have to hook up with them, you know?
Nancy, you can go fuck your own face!
Hey.
We are trying to help this.
Go fuck your own!
Who are you speaking to?
I mean, Gutterballs, are you on any app?
I'm not on any app.
Are you in Marina Del Rey?
Yeah.
Is that where your college is?
Is it?
Okay.
You know, no, I'm listen, Nancy.
Nancy.
But I mean, listen, Nancy, if you were in my area, I'm sure, you know, I would show up on one of your apps, perhaps depending on what you're on, because I am currently using, I'm a teacher now at Marina Del Rey High School, and I want to find appropriate people that I can go on dates with.
Show up on this app! Go fuck yourself!
Okay.
This, pull your pants back up, Marissa. Stop
Nancy,
mooning the phone.
You are safe, okay? Thank you so much for your call and for supporting our show.
I appreciate it.
Whoever you're looking
Thank
for
you
is out
for
there.
Doing it.
Stay strong.
You're doing great.
All right.
Thank you.
Next caller.
Hey, do you think that turned people off?
That was
my behavior. I'm so sorry.
You said you wanted to do this segment
off.
To help people.
I do want to help people. But
and you just attacked that caller.
What did
student.
I say? I don't remember. I just went.
We've got another caller.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Keep it in your pants.
I am going to. Hello?
Hey, you're on with Womp and List. Do
Hello?
You have a question?
Hello, this is Brennan, and I wanted to know if you're into a business proposition.
100% we are. This is Shark Tank. This is a Shark Tank edition of Womp It Up. Pitch it to us.
We call it Listler Airlines.
Oh.
We target people who are afraid of flying.
Yes.
Yes.
And we VA rockets them.
Yes.
That way they just show up at their destination.
They can move through space and time.
It's a million.
They don't have to fly.
It's a $1 million idea, Brennan.
And they're in.
So everybody who does it has to sign consent forms because you couldn't non-consensually do this to people
right.
as a business model.
Hey, Barbara Corcoran, cool it. Okay? Let's not stamp out the idea before it gets off the ground.
I'm just giving you the legal.
Legalese.
Are there other people that can move people through space and time like us? And are you on a long, brisk walk right now?
You're breathing so heavily.
I am on a long, brisk walk. I am on a walk, but I do know a guy in international waters that can, can cut all the red tape away.
Cut all the red tape away. All right.
We don't
feel like
warmth.
We might know this man in international waters.
It's not
waters.
Don DeMillo, is it?
I think it might be.
Is it Don DeMillo?
It is.
Hey,
the mayor of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Are you working
Satan
for
himself.
Don DeMillo right now? Is Don DeMillo with you right now? Tell Don if
it's
he
fine.
Wants to
I'm
call,
actually,
should call himself.
I'm actually running. I'm running because he's chasing me. He doesn't want
God.
Me to give away this idea. It was
oh,
his,
God.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen. All right. Hey, Godspeed. Brendan, Godspeed. You're probably not going to make it out alive. And if you...
Oh,
no. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh.
And he's down.
Oh.
He's down.
He seemed
that
real nice, too.
He did.
Listen, you get in business with Don. Thank God
oh,
I
yeah.
changed my cell phone
Your
number.
Your days are numbered.
Your days are numbered. Because I made the mistake of applying to be his intern. What a mistake.
All right. Should we take another caller? All right. Caller,
All right.
you're on with
hey.
Womp and List and Gutterballs. Do you have a question?
Yeah. I had I asked Listler, or I sent in a request to maybe go to prom with Marissa. And
oh, my God.
The show got canceled or something? And I guess
the show's not canceled.
This is not a
hold
question.
Hold on a second. There's another prom coming up.
This is not a question.
This is a question. Oh, suddenly Gutterballs
sorry,
is in.
Let me get my thoughts together.
What's your handle,
face
friend?
Like
is
no,
your
Georgia
face
Canada
like thunder?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
yes.
I want you to understand
yes.
something. In the very first return episode... We play your prom request.
And
okay?
guess what? Guess what? I am currently single and looking to mingle. Yes, Gutterballs is in the hot seat now. Look who's wanted.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was swiping on Tinder.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, listen to me.
Just FYI.
Mr. Gutterballs, congratulations on your tenure.
Yeah.
I don't know where you are, sir, but I am the Meg Ryan to your Tom Hanks, and let's open a bookstore together.
Have we established if you're of age?
Yeah, I think I'm 19. I don't know.
Okay. You think you're 19.
I don't know.
You keep having 17th birthday parties.
Yeah.
But, you know, years have gone by, so.
Okay. All right, I'm just making sure, because this man sounds like a man.
How old are you, sir?
I'm a 30-year-old man.
That's great. That's right.
What would you like?
Oh, you would like a chocolate
treat? Well, he could take you to prom, no problem.
I thought he was looking for chocolate treat somewhere in the grocery store here. You want to say hi, Carmen?
Who's Carmen?
This is Marissa. This is Charlotte Lesler and Eric Gutterball. Say hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi.
Hi, cutie. Yes.
Hi.
What are you shopping for?
A grocery store right now?
Chocolate treat for the grocery store.
What are you going to buy? Are you going to buy any cookies?
Ice cream?
Where's your mommy?
No.
Why are you asking that? Why are you asking that?
I'm asking.
Life is here, right here, and right now.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Hey.
Looking for the competition.
Listen, this child, I might very well be this child's new mom.
Okay.
And I need to prepare for that.
Not while they're listening.
I can't think of a better role model.
Thank you. Thank
you're very
you.
Very supportive, sir.
Sir, I can.
Across the board. Thank you so much for calling
this
in.
This call is being forwarded to the Department of Children's Services.
All right, listen.
My mouth is so dry. I'm so nervous.
Listen up to the
Mine's
first
real
podcast.
Wet. Mine's
when we come
real
back,
wet.
Sometime in November. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to do one more call.
Okay, one more call.
It. Make it good.
I'm sorry I said, where's your mommy? That wasn't
that was
right.
Terrible.
You don't know what you're opening up.
All right. We have another caller. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Do you have a question? You're on Listler's Love Lockdown with Marissa Wampler, Charlotte Listler, and Eric Gutterballs Gutterman.
Okay. It's a two-part question. Fashion-wise, are moccasins in or out? And this one's more for a Listler. What does it feel like to take a human life?
Good questions.
Number
Both
one.
Good questions.
Number one, regarding the moccasins, always in style. Guess why? Native Americans, you got to walk why? Softly and carry a big stick.
Okay, I think what? You're conflating two different things
That's
there.
That's right.
But okay.
That's
interesting.
Right. I got to say, creep up on someone.
Somehow both racist and not intelligent.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going to get a big stick.
Okay.
Well, don't ask Gutters because he doesn't have one.
All
yeah,
right.
That's
hey,
what she said.
You know what? I'd say any shoe, any footwear that doesn't require a sock, I would be wary of it.
Interesting.
Just for safety's sake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, these are Velcro moccasins.
Oh.
Velcro moccasins.
I don't think Velcro is ever in style.
Listen. If you're planning on killing somebody, you got to get some hard toes, all right? Hard toe protection.
Unless you're in like a ninja suit.
But even then.
In which case, everything is like soft and quiet.
Sure. It's another profession in which you need to walk softly and carry a big stick.
Apparently.
That's right.
America's first ninja, Teddy Roosevelt, said
yeah,
that, I think.
The Rough Rider.
and as to your number two question, it depends on who you're killing. Sometimes you don't know who you're killing. Sometimes you do.
You said often that when you kill somebody, you get—
I don't say it often. I don't speak about
no,
the
you
people
don't,
that I may
or may
not have
killed.
But
the one time you have said is that their spirit— infuses into your own, and so you're actually carrying all those people around with you, sixth sense style.
I don't take it lightly, that's for sure.
What?
Yeah.
I don't take it lightly. So if that's something that you're up to, sir, just know that that spirit will ever haunt
but
you.
But also,
haunt you.
I would like to say, as just a guest on the show, but if you're a murderer or contemplating murder, don't call in.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't.
Just don't kill
don't
anybody.
Burden us with that moral responsibility.
Maybe he's just asking what it would feel like, not because he's going to do it. We don't
advocate
that.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. I kind of want to live vicariously.
Really.
He wants to live vicariously through
okay,
us.
Great.
Go put on some harder shoes, friend. Thank you so much for your
Appreciate
calls.
It. Take care, big fans.
Hey, womp it up, buddy.
Yep, womp it up.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. This has been a very special section of Listler's Love Lockdown where we kind of went rogue and
we
took
did.
Live
we
calls.
Went rogue. I asked a child, where's your mommy? I'm going to regret that for the rest of my life. I'm just going to say that on the air.
If you like this segment, let us know. We'd be able to do more of these, and we'd love to be able to help you out.
Absolutely. All right.
So just send any positive reviews along to us here at the pod, you know, along with yourself, pictures of yourself in a bathing suit.
The hell are you talking? I knew it.
And you could write an email to
wampupthejams@gmail.com.
I
knew it was going to be about send me pictures of your tits. I got tits right here for you live.
Where?
Right here.
No, you're pointing at your chest.
Yes. These headlights are always on. Yeah.